This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're getting word that an aircraft temporarily flew into restricted airspace around the RNC in Milwaukee late yesterday. The North American Aerospace Defense Command dispatched an F-35 fighter jet to check it out. The jet found the craft in question and safely escorted it out of the area. Republicans hope J.D. Vance helps the party make gains with young adults starting out in life. State Representative Nick Redinger is 33. He says young adults are feeling more welcome in the GOP.
Because for a very, very long time, a lot of folks were like decades older than them. And so I think the Republican Party becoming younger and younger is absolutely to our advantage, and really, really excited about the direction we're taking.
Redinger says Republicans have better solutions to the problems young adults face. Voters say they want to feel more united again, but one expert says Americans haven't shown they're ready to settle their differences.
We're at a state right now that even the word democracy means different things clearly, right, to different sets of Americans.
Mindy Romero is with the Center for Inclusive Democracy at the University of Southern California. Governor Evers' administration is joining an ongoing lawsuit that seeks to protect abortion access in Wisconsin. It's one of two reproductive rights cases before the state Supreme Court. Attorney General Josh Call says the government shouldn't control personal health decisions. A court hearing in Texas for Travis King of Racine was delayed this week. King's lawyers are hammering out a plea deal with military prosecutors on 8 charges, including desertion. King was released from a South Korean detention center last July after running into the demilitarized zone. King was finally sent back to U.S. custody in September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Happy Thursday, Cooley Region. I'm Jimmy Kuska for WLCX 1490 The Eagle and LaCrosseEagle.com. Here's what you need to know in southwestern Wisconsin. A former Monroe County Sheriff's deputy is facing charges in La Crosse County. 29-year-old Aaron Yang is accused of sexually assaulting a 16-year-old girl last year. According to court documents, Yang told the girl that if she said anything, that he would deny it and that there would be, quote, consequences if she did. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said that they were investigating Yang internally this year before he resigned and said that Yang was not employed when the alleged assault took place last year. No charges are being filed after Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden said on social media that he was a victim of political violence. Van Orden said that he believed that a protester from the anti-war group Code Pink should, quote, 100% be charged and hopefully convicted. The 24-year-old woman he accused of assault said that Van Orden was trying to cut in front of her in line and bumped into her aggressively. Noor Jigama was arrested for battery and held for 15 hours, but released after the charge was dropped earlier this week. No rivers are over flood stage as of this morning near La Crosse. The Mississippi, La Crosse, and Trempealeau rivers all drop below flood stage. The last river flooding in the Coulee region is the Kickapoo in Crawford County, which is expected to drop below flood stage later today. Boat landings and beaches have largely reopened in the area after weeks of flooding in the area. The Mississippi River remains in action stage but should drop below that level over the weekend, according to the National Weather Service. Tonight's La Crosse County Board meeting will include a measure to adopt the 5-year strategic plan for the county. After months of discussion, the plan will focus on affordable housing, infrastructure such as high-speed internet access, and employment. Other outcome measures include supporting the Pathways Home Program, a collaboration between La Crosse, the county, and the community which addresses homelessness. The board will take up the measure during tonight's regular monthly meeting. Tonight is the final night of the RNC. You can get live coverage of the Republican National Convention on Civic Media's website, civicmedia.us/RNC, where we have live shows, audio, and updates from the RNC in Milwaukee. You can also take the Civic Media app with you anywhere you go. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For WLCX 1490 The Eagle and LaCrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Stay tuned for a look at your sports, weather, and entertainment news coming up next. From the Civic Media Newsroom in La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Chris Middleton had surgery. Hi, I'm Mike Clevins with sports. The Bucks' Chris Middleton is recovering from arthroscopic surgery to both his ankles after a long season dealing with sprains he talked about in March.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we're heading towards. after, you know, the injury.
A source telling The Athletic, the 32-year-old Middleton is expected to make a full recovery and be ready for the start of the season. The Bucks' summer league schedule continues tomorrow afternoon when they face the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas, tip-off time at 3 o'clock. NFL, Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to training camp in Green Bay to have their physical the rest of the players this weekend. In golf, Tiger Woods says he could barely sleep at all Saturday night. The 48-year-old Woods says he was shaken at the news of the assassination attempt made on Donald Trump's life. Woods received a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump at the White House in 2019. Tiger making the comments after arriving in Scotland for the 152nd British Open this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Do you get mad when people don't take your calls? Denzel Washington wouldn't know anything about that. He recently called singer Lenny Kravitz in the middle of a concert, and Kravitz took the call. It may sound rude to audience members, but it really wasn't, as Kravitz put it on speaker and had the crowd say hi to Denzel, the man he calls his big brother. Kravitz also told Washington to say hello to Italy. There is no word on whether or not roaming charges applied. If you bought tickets to one of the upcoming Tenacious D shows, make sure you kept the receipt. The band is taking a knee after Kyle Gass made a comment that bandmate Jack Black did not approve of. Gass was presented with a birthday cake for his 64th birthday on stage and made a wish that was politically incendiary regarding the assassination attempt on former President Trump's life. Black says he does not condone hate speech or encourage political violence in any form. Gass has apologized for the remark. Excited for the blockbusteriest blockbuster of the summer? If the early reviews are any indication, you won't be let down. Twisters is currently pulling an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. Reviewers are praising not only the film's CGI, but also well-thought-out characters in the disaster film. I see a new box office champion this weekend. Move over Despicable Me 4. In big-time stars that need a reality check news, the New York Post reports that singer Adele says she has no desire to release an album anytime soon. The singer is under contract in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace and says she'll take a powder after her contract ends in November. Adele says she does not like being famous, but loves that she gets to make music all the time, even though she has no plans to make new music anytime soon. She says music was always a hobby that she just fell into. Adele says what she really wants to be is a TV script reader. $75 a script versus multi-millionaire performer. After a few months of that, she'll be running back to Vegas. Andy Samberg sat down for a chat with Kevin Hart on his Heart to Heart series on Peacock and revealed the reason he left Saturday Night Live. Samberg, who became known for his digital shorts, including the popular in a Box sketch, which also starred Justin Timberlake, told Hart that physically and emotionally he felt his life was falling apart. After leaving SNL, Samberg went on to do such films as Grown Ups 2 and Hot Rod and starred in 8 seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine on NBC. In case you hadn't noticed, Netflix is slowly taking over the world. Variety reports that the network's latest acquisitions from other networks include Interview with the Vampire and various Walking Dead shows, including The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon, Walking Dead Dead City, The Walking Dead The Ones Who Live, and 11 seasons of The Actual Walking Dead, which will air ad-free. The deal is great for both platforms, especially AMC, which typically has 11.5 million viewers and now has access to all 270 million Netflix users. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's going to be another really nice day today with lots of sunshine, low humidity, our high right around 78 this afternoon with just a very light northerly breeze here through the day. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80. By Saturday, partly cloudy, a little more humid with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com.